Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
I need to shorten that, don't I? Good morning, listeners. Happy Friday. It is Friday, right? I was teeter tottering. I'm like, wait, is it still Thursday, or are we have we slipped into Friday?
No, good. And people's five days of grief should be damned over.
Resolution?
People's five stages of grief should be over. They should be accepting. They should be going through acceptance this weekend because they ain't gonna be playing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it was a rough week. It was bad.
What did the Fox say? Oh, he's going to Chicago.
He's going to Chicago, huh?
Well, yeah, they take all of our staff that we don't want.
Did McDaniels go there?
Jay Cutler went there.
We got a Brandon Marshall too, though, don't we? Didn't we get another Brandon Marshall?
Yes, on defense. He's much younger.
How's he doing? He's a pretty good player, don't you think?
He made a name for himself. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about Brandon Marshall next year on the defense.
So Fox went to the Bears, huh?
Yep.
I don't know if that's ironic or coincidental.
I don't either. I think it's hysterical. But they're really wanting to get Gary Kubiak.
And Kubiak was with the Ravens?
Well, he's with the Ravens this year. This is his first year with the Ravens. Before that, he was the head coach of the Houston Texans. And as a player, he was with Denver from 83 to 91. And he was also offensive coordinator basically from 95 to 2005.
So he played during pretty much the Elway era, right?
A little bit before Elway, but I could be wrong. But he started in 1983 when I was just a young child.
You were just a what?
Just a young child.
You're a senior citizen now. How the hell were you a young child?
I think the air went dead over on this end because I don't know who's talking to like this early in the morning.
It's Friday. Come on, loosen up, Rotten Rod.
It is Friday.
Rotten Rod needs a rectum check.
Oh. Shit.
Anyways,
I kind of do.
So 2014 was apparently the hottest year, according to the government.
Oh, I know how hot I was all year, and still
am. Well, that's what I'm asking. If it was so damn hot, where was all the hot people at? You still had these people walking around in frickin' halter tops and Daisy Dukes and short shorts. I shouldn't be wearing them. So
that's every year, and next year I'm going on patrol.
you're going on patrol?
I am going on fat patrol.
Please don't. Yeah. Oh my god. So apparently it was the hottest year on record. Let's see what else. Well, I guess they're gathering up more terrorists. I mean, it's been more active in the last couple of weeks in the new year for terrorists than it has anybody. They have been, man. So I guess there was another 8 people detained in Belgium, and they're thinking that these were possibly tied to what happened in France, you know, over the last couple of weeks. So I'm just like, what is going on, man?
Well, I don't know. I bet religious people would say, revelations, praise the Lord. But I just think people are just crazy.
They are.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I wish murder was legal, but then I also think, maybe not.
And then I was just, you know, watching, I think I was watching something last night, and now these terror cells, they're recruiting kids. Like, these kids are, you know, point blank, you know, shooting. Yeah. It's craziness, man. But you know what? That's not going to affect our Friday. We're still kicking it here on the queue up. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. Well, it should be a beautiful day. Yeah, we got some great music lined up. Did you love that interview with Raina Williams on Monday? Wasn't that awesome?
I loved her.
Yeah, she was awesome. So if you missed that, we'll post the interview on our Facebook page, but you can also find it here on the queue up. But we're going to go ahead and go to some music right now, and then we'll come back. We've got a top 10 list of movies that are apparently supposed to be sucking this year, so we'll figure out what's going on with that. But at any rate, here's the Host Club, and these guys will actually be on our show 2 Mondays from next week. So make sure you tune in, the Host Club, with Flatline, right here on the queue up.
You're tuned in to The Cue Up, right here on blogtalkradio.com, with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Neil Schwatter is a patient man. Really, really patient. It's probably safe to say that most of us aren't like Benjamin Neil Schwatter. Good thing the rest of us can have our fun instantly with scratch games from the Colorado Lottery. With the instant thrill of playing scratch, good things come to those who don't wait.
February 3rd, five friends find out that getting away is all it takes to get closer to what matters. Come to the REI Winter Sale and save up to 30% on all the best outdoor gear to help you do what you love. REI, find out.
Here's rumors that follow on The Cue Up with Love Again.
I laid inside for the longest
All right. Well, that was Moxie and the Influence. I don't know how that got in there, but that was their promo from back in December. But nonetheless, they were an awesome group, Moxie the Influence, and their interview is here on our page, so make sure you check them out. Before that, we were listening to Rumors Follow. I think before I said Rumors That Follow, it was actually Rumors Follow, and that was a nice little track there. So I think we were, Rod, talking about a story that happened here in Colorado this past week. It's pretty, it's a hot little topic on Facebook.
A hot topic, and you don't get me on Jesus.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
About the funeral, Matt. Yeah, you want to fill us in about what happened?
Well, basically, what happened is, now this is all that I've read, things that I know, but basically what happened is they rented a space. I believe her name was Vanessa. They rented a space for Vanessa at this church in Lakewood. They had their own pastor giving it, and then when the...
Now, who rented the space?
Pastor, huh? The pastor...
Who rented
the
space? Just...
The people for Vanessa, Vanessa's family.
Vanessa's
I don't
family.
Know
okay, just for listeners. Well, just so you know, if listeners are who aren't familiar with, you know, they know what's going on. So Vanessa's family rented a space.
That family rented the space, the church, for the funeral service, for all that, and they rented the space, and they were doing the service, and it was not the pastor of the church that was doing the service. He just happened to see what was going on, and he just basically barged in and said, "This stops now."
And why would a pastor do that? So
because
they
were given lesbian affection.
So basically what it boils down to is there was a lesbian couple, one of the partners passed, and the other partner was holding a funeral for her. And it was all booked, and everything was a go, and the funeral was proceeding, and they were showing the video, the memory video, where she was being affectionate with her partner, and the pastor barged in and stopped the funeral.
And I have a couple words for that pastor. What would Jesus do? No. And F. We know that
we sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, that's, sure do.
Yeah, that's just my biggest problem. I mean, they talk about all these. You know, I believe that some of these wacko do Christians preachers that just are so anti-gay. I think if they could go on killing sprees, they would.
Oh, if they could get away with it, of course,
exactly.
You know, and if there weren't things at stake, like, you know, their family,
but
things
you
like
know
that,
the difference
yeah.
Between them, you know what the difference is between them and the Muslims? The extreme ones?
There
those,
really is no
those
difference.
Those ones aren't afraid to die. I think these people are here.
Right.
I think that's what the biggest difference is.
Well, you could say, you know, that some people might feel that way about the KKK. I mean, the KKK is huge, but I don't see any of them out there blowing themselves up to, you know, to prove their point. You know, they would just rather be more destructive, I think, and, you know.
Oh yeah.
Go out and destroy things.
Well, now they can't get away with killing people. That's the problem.
Right. That is the problem. Absolutely.
Where they used to be able to get away with it.
Yeah. Well,
now is if you become a white cop.
Right. So 2015 is a brand new year. We've got brand new resolutions. There's brand new music. And, of course, we've got brand new movies coming out. So are there any movies you're anticipating seeing this year, Rod? Or?
Oh, there's a bunch. The biggest movie of the year. Well, shoot, there's three great big movies coming out. The final Hunger Games, that's going to be huge. Star Trek 7, The Force Awakens, So you know that's going to be major.
Does it have the same actor in it?
It has Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher's in it, Mark Hamill. It has some new actors in it.
You said Star Trek. You mean Star Wars?
Yeah, I said Star Wars.
Oh, you did say Star Wars. Okay, yeah, that will be huge. Mark Harmon's going to come back, or Mark Hamill. It will be back. Yeah, absolutely. As Luke Skywalker. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. Carrie Walker will be back as Princess Leia. She'll probably be hung over in, you know, the galaxy gutter somewhere, but, you know, she's going to be back.
What did you say? Carrie who? Carrie who?
Carrie Fisher. What did
I
say?
You said Carrie Walker.
I said Carrie Walker.
she might need a walker, but I...
she just might. Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to talk about...
The biggest movie of the summer will be the Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Well, we'll get into all that here in a little bit, because we're going to go into, after, of course, our top 10, we're going to lead into that, and then we'll go into some of the Oscar nominations, and I think the Critics' Choice Awards were over the weekend, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Chris Brown, too.
Bringing up what?
Oh, we'll bring up some Chris Brown and Dolly Parton later on as well.
Oh, okay. So here's Jay Hunter on the queue up with Still in Love.
Don't forget to blow it up like swing. All I see is symmetry, corporate monopoly, shuffling commodities, modern day hypocrisy, jeopardize our liberty, lying to the nation like Bill did Hillary. Take a stand, let your voice be heard. Never settle for less until you find a cure. All those rumors that you're hearing are fearing are cutting me deep. Follow the sheet, I use my voice to reach. Shout out to all my artists, innovators, and craft writers, city workers, b-boys, and half pipers. And all we needed was a chance for change. So how about we start today? Put them out, they misery, and bring out the artillery. We fire back with shatter, rap, and damage with the simile. They wanna take our love away, our money, and our greatest days. Blind to our faces, paper trail is the cold case. Bend the media to get the real perception. Glorify murderers, celebrities, recession. We listen up to every line repeated to our brethren, but nobody's in the circle looking round and asking questions. The issues in society still lay in our chest. Like we send our kids to school with lunch and bulletproof vests. Metal detectors at the door getting padded for a weapon. Like who would have thought that teaching kids a dangerous profession? Everybody blaming Glock, AR, Smith and Wesson instead of raising good kids with values and lessons. Thinking to myself, and then I turn on the news. I see some fucking guy was murdered for scuffing the dude's shoes.
Life is but a dream, and
all we needed was a chance for change. So how about we start today? When we say get it, y'all say go. Get it,
go.
Get it,
go.
When we say travelers, y'all say music. Travelers,
music.
Travelers,
music.
When we say get it, y'all say go. Get it,
go.
Get it,
go.
When we say travelers, y'all say music. Travelers,
music.
Travelers.
Travelers Music on the queue up. Check their interview out on our site. All right, so for all you moviegoers, there's a lot going on this year. The new Avengers is coming out. Star Wars is coming out. But there is a top 10 list of movies not to check out this year. And if you're as big as a movie buff as Rod and I, Rod is definitely more so the bigger movie buff. We'll see what you think about this list. So number 10 on the list, Rod, of movies not to see and probably not worth checking out, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no, because they ain't going to show no full frontal, so who the hell wants to see it?
They're not going to show what?
They ain't going to show his penis, so who the hell wants to see it? They already said that. Oh, I'm not going to do full frontal. Well, that's what they... I have 50 Shades of Penis, okay? And so do these women. So do these curvy women that read all three of these books and probably masturbated mentally. Come on. Come on, they want to see Dorian Gray, football people leader.
No, you're absolutely right. These people, when they read the book, when these women read the book, they're like, they're excited, you know? They're wet. They want something, you know, exciting.
Right?
So when they see the movie, they want to see that. They want to see some penis. They want to see some ass, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't be shy.
I'm sorry. I'd like to see penetration.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, moving on to number 9.
Number 9 on the list of movies not to go see. I need a drum roll thing or something like that. But, oh, my God. And they need to stop making these movies. Number 9 was Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension, coming out March 13th.
Oh, God, I hope it takes the producers and the directors to a new dimension. And have you ever seen one?
I was going to say, I you know what? I sat through half of the first one, and I was longing for death.
I would have been too. That's why I never watched it.
I'm like, what is this? The same with the Blair Witch Project. I never got into those movies. There's just something about the camera moving, and no, I don't know. I just can't get into it. Number eight, and I had a hard time watching these as well. The Divergent series, Insurgent, March 20th.
Oh, now see, I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I'm excited for that one. I'm excited. I'm
so
reading the book. I like it.
Well, I will post the official trailer on our site for you, so you can go watch it as many times as you'd like. But they're saying the movie, which is primarily for teens, hasn't stood up and hasn't really, you know, I don't know. Have you read the books?
I read the Divergent book, and I saw the movie, and they did differ, but I like what they did with the movie better than what I like what they did in the book.
Really?
Yeah,
that's my problem. I need to read more, because I want to see these movies, and but it's like I really need to read the book. I need... Excuse me? Can I what, mofo?
I was talking to the cat.
Are you asking me if I can read?
Can you? No, absolutely.
You're tuned in to The Cue Up, right here on blogtalkradio.com, with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
Pump up the power with a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt, one of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
This is Dax Dish with your weekend calendar of events. Voted Denver's best in Westward, rock and roll band Fox Street performs the Bluebird Theater tonight starting at 9 o'clock. Visit SeatGeek.com for ticket info. Dubstep and drum and bass producer 12 Planet will be spinning at Beta Nightclub tonight beginning at 9 o'clock. Check out StubHub.com for ticket purchase. Post-grunge band Puddle of Mud will take to the stage with Lola Black at Castleman's Bar and Venue tonight at 7 o'clock. Visit Ticketmaster.com for ticket info. Boston alternative rock band Guster debuts the Ogden Theater tomorrow night starting at 9 o'clock. Visit StubHub.com for ticket instructions. It's the 5280 5th Annual Urban Music Awards. Sunday night at Cervantes Nightclub. Visit Westward.com for ticket seating and purchase. I'm Dax Dish. That's your weekend calendar of events. Now back to more music on The Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Here's Fi on The Cue Up with Show Me Love.
Push your body through the crowd. My heart doesn't hurt anymore. That I'm free of a corner. You can breathe in my soul again. Come on.
No.
Yeah, that was Jane Bardot right here on the queue up with Romancing the Stone. Writing, I guess that'd be the best way to describe a relationship with you. But at any rate, we were... what's that now? We were talking about the top 10 movies not to see this year. Well, really not to see, but the top 10 they're anticipating will probably suck or leave you in slight disappointment. So we left off with Divergent, which apparently is a movie that Rod is highly excited about seeing. So we'll make sure that he gets that.
I'd love to see you read a book because I've never seen you read a book.
I actually have a picture of me on my Facebook reading a book.
Oh, what was it? Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Close. It was a kid's book. But, hey, you know what? I was reading. That's the the point here. All right?
What is number seven?
That's the point. Number seven on this list of movies not to see or slightly... I haven't even heard of this movie. The Longest Ride. Oh, that would be Your Mom's Sex Life. No, I'm kidding.
The Longest Ride. I have heard of this. Please tell me who's in it.
The Longest Ride. Nicholas Sparks. Have you heard of him? I don't know who that is.
Oh, yes. Oh, good Lord Jesus. Another one.
Yeah. It says it's classifying it as a. It says a ripoff of, or not a ripoff, but a knockoff of Fast and Furious. Huh? Isn't it set in like Western times? Isn't it like a Western movie or something?
I have no idea, but I know what you're talking about. It's Nicholas Sparks. He's done The Vow. He's done Dear John. Lucky One. I am so tired of his love story.
I'm so tired of people that can't act. That's probably part of the reason I don't watch movies, because no one can act. You know. Like number six on our list. Now, he can act on television, but in movies, I haven't seen a role yet that I've been impressed with him in it. And that's number six on the list, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
Oh, Jesus God almighty. They made a sequel to that trash. Yes, I knew that was coming. I saw that. Oh, Kevin James just needs to jump off a bridge.
Dude, I like him. I do. I like him a lot. He's a funny guy. But he's got to stop. This movie, just the first one, was ridiculous.
One movie I remember him fondly in, and that was with Will Smith in Hitch.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, I'm not too fond of Will Smith acting, so I didn't
really
see
not.
That.
I know you're not.
I don't know how many bowls I smoked to get to this movie. Paul Blart, I don't know. So number two, I don't understand. So number five on the list, and I don't know if you saw it. And number five, you know me. I just have an issue with movie musicals. And you bear witness to that as you just went and saw Into the Woods, and you said you weren't impressed at all.
Oh, no, I wanted to chop the woods down.
Okay, well, I'm probably feeling the same way about number five on the list, which is Pitch Perfect, number two.
Oh, can't wait.
Really?
Oh, the first one was awesome. Did you see it?
So you actually watched it?
Did you see
they
the first
singing.
One?
They were singing. They were singing. No, I didn't see the first one.
Well, then you shut up until you see it.
Well, what was wrong with Into the Woods? Then what was wrong with Into the Woods?
It's different singing. It's different.
So did you like Coyote Ugly?
Well,
did you like Coyote Ugly?
I would have probably liked it better if it was really her voice. But Coyote Ugly, well, nobody likes a Coyote Ugly.
No, nobody likes a coyote.
And every time they wake up next to you, they get one.
You know what? We need to go to break because I'm about to jump through this microphone. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to The Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
There's a wake-up call happening in Colorado. It's about coming to terms with what obesity really looks like. And it's not as extreme as you might think. A few extra pounds that add up year after year. Right now, one out of every two Colorado adults is overweight or obese. One out of every two. It's time to wake up and find out where you stand. You'll get insights, answers, and next steps at livewellcolorado.org.
Kyle Coy on the queue up with Beautiful.
I said I'm hoping one day I can have a big house and a beautiful girl to come home to. But success isn't just given to you, so you gotta go out and get it for yourself. And I'm just chilling in the moment, living for every second, cause God only knows that I've got one left to live. So I gotta live it right, welcome to my life. And I'm just loving every moment that I'm capturing, and it's beautiful life. I'm taking it easy, just taking it easy, baby. And this is what I call the good life. So welcome to my world, just taking it easy. And it doesn't have to be such a technicality, you just gotta make your dreams a reality. And that's just the way that my mind works, and that's all I need to set my life at ease. And I feel like I'm sitting on top of the world with the view from here. And I'm just loving every moment that I'm capturing in this beautiful life. Just taking it easy, just taking it easy, baby. And this is what I call the good life. So welcome to my world.
Love we share. southern sky. It's the time that shows us all our fears. Tears that we've shed, I know. It's terrifying, I know. It's not your papa.
Talking about the top 10 of 2015 that you shouldn't go see. So we're warning you people not to go see these movies. We're warning you.
But he is. I'm not warning you to see because Pitch Perfect 2 and Insurgents, I'm down for.
You're down for those movies. Okay, so Rod, has he specified? All right, so we've out of the seven that we've had, two so far have survived. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we only have three more?
Actually four. Sorry, my math's off. So at number four on the list of movies, this is another one I'm partial to. Now, I saw the first one, and only because I am a big fan of the actor, I've lost all interest in these movies. And at number four was The Transporter Legacy, out June 19th. When did Jason Statham stop making these movies? This is like, what, the eighth one?
You know what? They should get Transporter and Paranormal Activity. Maybe he can transport Paranormal Activity to another dimension.
They've got to do something. They've got to do something. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. And Jason Statham, I like him, but I just, there's just, I'm done. Number three on the list, I haven't heard about this, Hitman, Agent 47, out August 28th. Have you heard about this movie?
It sounds familiar.
It's based on a video game. It's apparently based on a video game. Looks like, I don't think I have, stars Rupert Friend?
That's probably why.
No? Okay, well. We know where that. I guess we know where that's going. Number two, I will probably see this just because I love this actor, and I'll probably go back and watch the series when I can stand to sit up for 5 days and do it. But Victor Frankenstein comes out October 2nd, and that's with Harry Potter's Daniel. What's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes, Daniel Radcliffe.
It's story told from, and he plays Igor, and it's a story told from Igor's perspective.
Well, they're saying not to go see it. Yeah, it is told from Igor's perspective. What is it saying? It just says, it was dark and gritty, but also intended to arouse sympathy, but you didn't see that coming. There's a reason most adaptions of Frankenstein. I think it's just because there's just too many of these remakes. He's a great actor, but Frankenstein? Come on. Did anyone see a Frankenstein movie ever?
I Frankenstein last year. No, they did not see it.
I didn't see any of them. Not even the ones in black and white. And those are supposed to be the good ones.
This is where we need the drum roll.
We need a drum roll?
Yeah, for the number one.
Well, we're not just going to give it away like that. You act like we on the first date. You're just giving it up. We got to go take a break. We got to take a break.
Make him wait, huh?
Take a break. We're going to play one more song. We're taking a break. We're going to do one more song because the show's ending, and then we will drum roll, and then we'll give you the number one movie on the list not to go see her, what they're saying.
And then we'll give you the list of the Oscar nominees real quick.
Yes, and we'll give you those real quick as well before the show ends. So stay tuned. It's Rotten Rod and Dax Dish right here on the Q Up. We'll be right back.
This is Dax Dish with your weekend calendar of events. Voted Denver's best in Westward, rock and roll band Fox Street performs the Bluebird Theater tonight starting at 9 o'clock. Visit SeatGeek.com for ticket info. Dubstep and drum and bass producer 12 Planet will be spinning at Beta Nightclub tonight beginning at 9 o'clock. Check out StubHub.com for ticket purchase. Post-grunge band Puddle of Mud will take to the stage with Lola Black at Castleman's Bar and Vineyard tonight at 7 o'clock. Visit Ticketmaster.com for ticket info. Boston alternative rock band Guster debuts the Ogden Theater tomorrow night starting at 9 o'clock. Visit StubHub.com for ticket instructions. It's the 5280 5th Annual Urban Music Awards. Sunday night at Cervantes Nightclub. Visit Westward.com for ticket seating and purchase. I'm Dax Dish. That's your weekend calendar of events. Now back to more music on the Q-Up right here on BlogTalkRadio.com.
We'll be right back with the number one movie not to go see this year, but here's Rossoni and right here on the Q-Up with Shooting Star.
Thank you. With my altitude decreasing, could you feel me radiating? Was my pride inertia great? If I fell into your ocean, did I drown you down at sea? Was your climate changed by me?
On the queue up, and we are at the number one position.
Yeah, your position.
I was waiting for something smart to come out of that mouth.
Do you think anything out of my mouth is nothing but smart?
That's why we call you Rotten Rod. That fits
That's
you
right.
so perfectly. Yeah, rotten little shit.
All right.
The number one movie, and we are warning you not to go see this movie. And Rod, if you say go see this movie, I will reach through this microphone and punch you. All right? So, the number one movie not to go see this year is Jim and the Hologram, coming out October 23rd. Oh, for the love of God. What the hell has the world come to? That they got to remake Jim? I would rather them remake Care Bears. I would rather people walk around in big, fuzzy-ass outfits than watch this movie. I swear to you, I do not want to see this.
And you know I'm going, don't
Jim.
You?
Oh, we can't be friends. I gotta go.
It's truly outrageous.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous. Whoa, Jim.
You know you watched her.
I did. But I don't want to watch her live on... I mean, it's not the same. It is not the same.
It won't be. I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous.
But you're going to go see it.
Probably. When it comes out on video or something. I may illegally download it.
Don't lie. You're going to take one of your young nieces just as an excuse to go. You're going to take some young girl. Oh, I really want to go see this. Oh, but you're going to take her saying she wants to go see it and then post it on Facebook. Don't lie. I know you want to see it. Bad.
I do. But now my number one movie on that list is going to be Poltergeist. They're remaking Poltergeist, and that's one of my favorites, and I think that's just going to be terrible.
Well, I would rather watch that than Jim. So Poltergeist is good. So really quick before the show ends, do you want to go into some of the Oscar nominations?
Yes. Let's go with the Best Picture. Well, I'm sure you haven't even heard of half of them. Interrupt me if you've heard of it.
Okay.
American Sniper.
I did hear. Wasn't that Mark Wahlberg?
No.
But I did. Yes, that was the one with Michael Keaton, and he was nominated.
Yes. Boyhood.
For a Critics' Choice. Boyhood with Patricia Arquette, right?
Yes. Oh, my. You've been reading. Oh, you can read. Awesome.
Oh, my God.
God, shut the hell up. Who else?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I'm sorry, your mother lives where now?
In the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, well, no, I haven't heard of that one.
The Imitation Game? That's your sex life.
No.
You should have heard of this one. Selma.
What is it?
Selma.
Selma? Like Selma and Louise?
No, Selma, like Selma, Alabama, where the march took place for MLK.
No, I haven't heard of it. Oh, that's that one dude. Isn't that the guy from England, the black guy?
No. No, yeah, he's from England, but not the one you're thinking of.
The actor is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. It's not the one you're thinking of. Not the 12 Years a Slave actor, no.
Oh. Was it the same actor that was in... No, I'm thinking of the same actor that was in the movie with Beyonce, Obsessed.
No, that's Idris... And he played Luther in a miniseries. It's like Idris Elba or something.
Yeah, isn't he Britain as well, though?
Yes. I think so.
I thought he was. Yeah, okay.
And the Theory of Everything?
The what?
You heard of that one? The Theory of Everything?
No.
And What You Give Me When You Drive? Whiplash.
Nope, haven't heard of that one either.
Okay, and then Best Actress real quick. Marion Cotillard.
A cold turd. Oh my God! I can't. You're done. You're fired.
Have a wonderful weekend. Back on Monday.
See you next week.